It's time for Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's game is brought to you by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, Arvest Bank, Dewey and Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Professional Travel Services, and the Salvation Army. Now, live with the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show, here's the voice of Mountain Home Bomber Football, Brad Haworth.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Bomber Stadium for the first time this football season as Mountain Home gets set to entertain the Raiders of Nettleton tonight. Right now, no rain. We do expect rain as the evening progresses, so the field's going to be wet here this evening as we've had rain, as you know, most of the day. We'll see how that affects play here this evening. We're about just under 24 minutes away from kickoff. The Bombers come in 0-2 on the campaign. The Raiders are 2-0. They own wins over Gosnell and Pocahontas so far on the season. The Bombers, of course, with losses to Sheridan and Harrison on the campaign. Bombers here tonight, off next week with the bye week, and then back here in 2 weeks against Jonesboro, so the first of two in a row here at Bomber Stadium. We'll take a break, come back, and talk about this matchup in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show will continue in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette, State Farm agent on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home, is proud to present the Player of the Week during the Mountain Home High School football season. This week's Player of the Week, James Swartz. He had 28 rushing yards, 30 yards receiving, 10 return yards, 4 tackles. James, a second-year starter in the secondary for the Bombers and a playmaker on offense. James Swartz, this week's Player of the Game against Harrison. Brought to you by James Boyette, State Farm Agency, Highway 62 east in Mountain Home.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Hi, this is Tim Griffin, your Lieutenant Governor. You know, there's something really special about football in the South. On Friday nights, I'm a Magnolia Panther. My wife, she's a Camden Cardinal. We have fond memories of our days in school, and now I'm working hard to make Arkansas schools the best they can be and grow good-paying jobs for your kids and mine. I need your support to keep working for Arkansas, and I'm honored to ask for your vote. Paid for by re-elect Tim Griffin for Arkansas.
Labor Day means fall is just around the corner. So are Labor Day savings at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliances, like the LG Stainless Steel Gas Range, a special buy now at just $648, over $250 off. If you're about to get busy with fall fun, family and traditions, you could use some help in the kitchen. Labor Day savings, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details, valid through September 12th.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Now, back to the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, we are about 17 minutes away from kickoff. It's the Bombers and the Raiders of Nettleton tonight. First home game for Mountain Home this season. And you heard Brian Maddox talk about it earlier. It's actually been three in a row on the road when you count that preseason scrimmage at Blyville. So young men are glad to be home tonight. And, Bob, it's always good to be finally playing that first home game of the season, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's a different feeling when you play at home. It just generates more confidence for you. You feel more comfortable. It's hard to predict how you play in your first home game, regardless of what happens the first 2 weeks or 3 weeks, as you mentioned. The first home game is always different.
Well, let's talk about this Nettleton Raiders ball club. They're off to a 2-0 start. They lost a lot from last year with only a total of eight starters back, three in offense. Boy, we remember the last several years, Bob. We've seen them, and, boy, they had a lot of talent.
Boy, they did a lot of athletic ability. You know, the coach did a good job of harnessing that. You know, 3 years ago we went over there and played, and you could see the raw ability they had. And, boy, last year it come to a point because they did real well last year. Finished first in the conference.
Yes.
In the 5A East, and that's with Wynn and Batesville and a good bunch over there. They lost to PA in the semifinals, which, you know, everybody lost to PA last year, seemed like, so that's nothing disgraceful about that. You know, only three offensive, five defensive starters back, but those five defensive starters are on the defensive line. And they're real tough up front. Going to be a hard night running the football.
They lost five All-State players from last year's ball club to graduation. You mentioned that defensive line. They've got a young man that plays both parts of the line. That is a good one.
Oh, yeah, it's offensive lineman Jay Pilgrim. You know, he's getting small D1 interest. But, you know, in a 5A conference or a 5A school, you get any kind of D1 interest, you're a pretty good football player. Doesn't matter.
They've also got a good wide receiver.
I can't pronounce that. His last name is Kane.
Jarquavius. Yes.
And, you know, he's also getting some small D1 interest, and he's a good athlete, going to be able to run and stretch the field.
And they got a quarterback this year, a new quarterback that replaced their All-Stater from last year. And, boy, he's got a pretty good bloodline too, doesn't he?
Well, first of all, thank goodness last year's is gone.
Yes.
Because he had the ability to run a throw, and, boy, he was a dual threat. This year's quarterback, Cade Carter, his dad was a quarterback in Nettleton and is now the high school principal. Kind of like, you know, Brent Bogie here, his dad is the principal also.
Nathan Young, the running back, rushed for 160 yards last week in the win against Pocahontas. Everybody talks about offense when you talk about Nettleton, especially in recent years, Bob. But, boy, their defense is playing well right now.
Defense is playing well right now. They gave up one touchdown in the first quarter to Gosnell, first game of the year, and haven't been scored on since. And, you know, it's widely known that the defense wins your championships. You got to be good on the defensive side. And, you know, if you're just mediocre on the offensive side, you'll always be in the ball game with a chance to win.
Well, let's talk about this Bomber ball club. Of course, a couple of rough losses for this team, especially last week at Harrison. Coming out of that game, just give me your thoughts on where this Mountain Home team is right now.
Well, we've got to get better. We've got to get better playing defense. And as you said, it doesn't matter how many points we score. If we give up one more point than we score, it's going to be tough. So we've got to get better on the defensive side of the football. We've got to, as Coach Maddox alluded to in the paper, we can't keep giving up the big play. We've got to keep it in front of us. We've got to make them drive the length of the field. Hopefully they'll make a mistake, a big penalty, a turnover, something like that, and give us a shot.
We're going to take a break. We'll let Matt check what's happening around the state tonight. Some great matchups with our studio report. That's next. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette, State Farm agent on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home, is proud to present the Player of the Week during the Mountain Home High School football season. This week's Player of the Week, James Swartz. He had 28 rushing yards, 30 yards receiving, 10 return yards, 4 tackles. James, a second-year starter in the secondary for the Bombers and a playmaker on offense. James Swartz, this week's Player of the Game against Harrison. Brought to you by James Boyette, State Farm Agency, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small-town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, and Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank. Our customers say it best.
The number one ranked community college in the United States is right here, and you can be one of their many success stories. ASU Mountain Home has classes for everyone, be it business, healthcare, information technology, and you can stay close to our gorgeous rivers and lakes as you get your degree from ASU Mountain Home. The number one community college in the country. Look up your future at asumh.edu.
The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas deliver reliable, affordable power to more than 60% of Arkansas, the field we call home. The 17 dedicated electrical cooperatives around the state manage over 75,000 miles of power lines, delivering power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, football fields, improving the lives of communities and their residents all across Arkansas. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, the power to play, the power to deliver.
The State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show continues with a Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Let's take you into the studio with Matt Sharp.
And we're glad to join you from the studio for the first time this evening here on the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show. State Farm agent James Boyette's office strives to assist their customers in managing the risks of everyday life, recovering from the unexpected and realizing their dreams. As Mount Home gets ready to take on Nettleton tonight, be another tough matchup for the Bombers as Nettleton comes into this game with a record of 2-0. Brad and Bob will have more on that in just a moment. Right now, let's take a look what else is going on. First off, in the 6A East Conference tonight, Searcy playing at Batesville this evening. They didn't have too far to go this tonight. Jonesboro at home against Conway. It's going to be a tough matchup for the Golden Hurricane. The Wampus Cats come to this game ranked fifth in the state overall. Jacksonville has made the short trip to Little Rock to take on Catholic. Sylvan Hills has also gone to Little Rock this evening to take on Little Rock McClellan, who's ranked fourth in Class 5A, that is. Pine Bluff, who's ranked third in Class 6A, is at home against Watson Chapel tonight. Marion is playing host to Little Rock Parkview, and West Memphis, who is ranked second in Class 6A, is at Blytheville this evening. On the local level, probably one of the biggest matchups is between Yellow Summit and Salem, as both teams are coming off season-opening wins from a week ago. Yellow Summit won at Green Forest, and Salem won at home last week against Mountain View. Melbourne is at home against Cave City this evening. Marshall is at home against Mayflower, who is ranked fifth in Class 3A this week. Mountain View has this week off. Harrison, who is ranked fifth in Class 5A, has made the trip to Salem Springs. This is their first road test of the season for the Golden Goblins. Elsewhere, West Plains is at home against Camdenton. Hollister is going to host Springfield Catholic. Forsyth is at Greenfield. Branson is at Ozark, Missouri. And Ava is at home against Mountain Grove. In the Arkansas Sports Media overall top 10, the teams that we have not yet mentioned. Number one, North Little Rock is down in Louisiana taking on Evangel Christian. Second-ranked Bryant is at Bentonville West tonight. Third-ranked Fayetteville is off this week. Fort Smith Northside has just gone just across the Arkansas River to face Van Buren. Number six, Pulaski Academy, who is also number one in Class 5A, is in Tennessee to play Ridgeway. Number seven, Cabot, is at El Dorado, who is ranked fifth in Class 6A. And also a number nine, Greenwood, who is also ranked number one in Class 6A, has gone to Fort Smith. Just a short trip for Greenwood as they are playing 10th-ranked Southside this evening. Number eight, Bentonville, will actually play tomorrow. They'll be down in Texas to play Aledo. There is only one Class 6A top five team that we haven't yet mentioned, and that is number four, Benton. And we won't be mentioning much because the Panthers are off this week. And in the Class 5A top five, the teams we haven't yet mentioned, number two, Little Rock Christian, is also off. Number three, Texarkana, has gone just across the state line to play Texarkana, Texas. In the Class 4A top five, number one, Warren, is at Stuttgart tonight. Second-ranked Joe T. Robinson is off this week. Third-ranked Nashville is at home against DeQueen. Fourth-ranked Rivercrest is entertaining Valley View. Arkadelphia, who is tied for fifth, is at Wynn tonight. And Southside Batesville is tied with Arkadelphia for that number five ranking. The Southerners are off this week. Among the Class 3A top five teams that we have not yet mentioned, number one, Boonville, is at home against Pottsville this evening. Second-ranked Clinton is hosting the fifth-ranked team in Class 2A, Conway Christian, tonight. Third-ranked Prescott is off this week, and number four, McGee, is hosting Dumas. And among the Class 2A top five schools that we haven't yet gotten to, number one, Mount Ida, is at Jesseville tonight. Second-ranked Foreman is hosting Parker's Chapel. By the way, I just gotten word a little bit ago. Foreman had lost to Smackover last week, but I've just heard that Smackover has had to forfeit that game because they used an ineligible player. Third-ranked Hazen is at home against Bearden this evening, and fourth-ranked Junction City is off this week. Let's look at what else has gone on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Bob in just a moment as we continue to prepare you for Mountain Home and Nettleton. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll return with more of the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative members have 24/7 access to their account through the member account portal at naeci.com. After logging in, you can view your bill, make a payment, and see your daily usage. In addition to the portal at naeci.com, you always can stop by the co-op's office or call 870-425-2141. At NAEC, membership has advantages.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing Professional Travel Services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with Professional Travel Services.
Would you like to clear out some clutter and feel really great about it? Do you have a junk drawer, a closet, or a garage that needs to be cleaned out? Take a little time this weekend to go through some stuff and then give your gently used items to a good cause. This is Captain Jamie Spaulding with the Salvation Army. Your tax-deductible donations help us provide food, clothing, and emergency assistance to those in need right here in our community. So do yourself and us a favor. Clean out and donate to the Salvation Army Thrift Store.
Hi, this is Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Every parent wants to give their child a gift that has a lasting impact on their life. What could be better than a gift of college savings through an Arkansas 529 gift plan? Plus, you'll get a state income tax deduction. Visit Arkansas529.org to find out how you can give this forever gift of college savings.
To learn more about Gift AR 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at Arkansas529.org.
You're listening to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, we're about 3 minutes away from kickoff. Let's get our turf report brought to you by Lawns Plus. For all your turf and pest management and landscaping needs, contact Lawns Plus and visit upgradeyourlawn.com with our turf reports. Bob Bird.
Yes, say, Brad, the turf looks pretty much just like it has the last 3 weeks, green and artificial. It might be a little wetter tonight. It's rain's picked up a little bit, but overall the turf is good.
There you go. Well, you're getting better at this, aren't you?
I am. I've worked on this all week because I knew it might be raining or something like that, and I might have to vary my report just
there
a little
go.
Bit.
Well, good job. You made it sound different. That's good. We will take one more break. We'll come back and get this one started in just a moment. It's the Bombers and Nettleton next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show. Stay tuned for the opening kickoff coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7. Dewey & Sons Plumbing is your go-to team whether you need home repairs, new plumbing construction, or have a big emergency. Their team will be there. Dewey & Sons is a family-owned business that's been providing folks in the Twin Lakes great, reliable, affordable plumbing service for over 40 years. And they've been supporting the Bombers for 40 years, too. Call the plumber number, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, 425-4868. That's 425-4868. And go Bombers!
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!